Hey guys, it's Bella, and today's episode is called When's It Gonna Be My Turn? Yes, I'm quoting a Lana Del Rey song. But basically this episode, you know, I forget that this podcast is called Bitchin' with Bella, and I'm always scared to do an episode where I like bitch about stuff. And then I'm like, it's literally in the name. I mean, it's quite actually in the name. So today I'm gonna be talking about a mixture of things, but mainly the feeling that, like, you know, when is it going to be my turn for something I want to happen to me, and like the things that I want in my life, like, when is that going to happen? I feel like that's a feeling that I've had for years now, and it's something that I don't know, I just feel like talking about. Maybe other people are dealing with it too, and that's mainly why I talk about these things. But you know, I just feel like I've been doing the things I've been doing for so many years, and it's at the point where I'm like, when is it going to happen for me? And it could mean anything, like career-wise or love life, anything. For me, it's everything at once, but my main thing is obviously, like, you know, everything I've been doing on social media for years and years and years and years of my life. And, you know, all I want is to succeed and to be seen and to be known and to be heard. And I feel like my whole life I haven't felt any of those things ever. And it's just kind of like, what do I have to do to finally succeed? Because, you know, I see people around me constantly living out my dreams and succeeding, things that I have been trying to do for years, and it only took them like a year or two. And here's the thing that is an unpopular opinion, is I don't think you have to be happy for everybody. I'm going to be honest, like, it's okay to feel like I just can't feel happy for all these people when they have something that I have been wanting for so long. You know, I feel like a lot of people shame people, like, oh, you should be happy for everyone all the time or else you're bitter. But like, it's an emotion that, you know, you can't really control. And that's like something that I've just been dealing with so much. And it's just kind of like, as I'm going through school and torturing myself, I hate school. It's horrible. I'm just doing this to get a bachelor's degree. Are there careers that I would like? Yeah, like, I'd love to be a creative director for like a fashion brand, which I know that sounds like an insane job, but I mean, that's the only job I'd ever actually be happy with if it wasn't being an influencer. And the main reason I wanted to become an influencer was to do things like have my own clothing brand or have my own line of clothing and be known in the fashion world. That's all I ever really wanted so bad, and to create this community of people that relate to me or just love the content that I put out and like my style, because I always felt like I never fit in anywhere in my life. So I thought making my own universe online of people who do get it, you know, I wanted to do that. So, but it's just at the point where it's like, you know, I put out so much content. Obviously, ever since I had my surgery recently, like, I haven't been able to do as much content as I want. It's also winter, so whatever. But I'm even like reposting my YouTube videos on Reels and TikTok. Like, I am posting so many videos a day on TikTok, Instagram Reels, and I just don't know what I'm doing wrong, where I'm constantly ignored. And it makes you feel so just kind of like invisible. Like, that's how I kind of feel sometimes. And, you know, I just feel like, how do you stop feeling that way? You know, other than the things you want happening to actually happen. I have been manifesting for years, you guys. Like, everyone tells me that. They're like, oh, just manifest. If you saw the amount of notebooks and journals in my room filled with manifestations of what I want, you would literally like be like, what is wrong with you? Mind you, none of these things have come true. And I'm not, I know you're like, oh, don't be negative. Like, I'm really trying not to be negative, you guys, but it's been like since 2016, I've been writing down these things in my notebooks. So it's been like over 10 years. All right. Like, you know, you gotta give me some credit there. Like, I've been trying, trust me. And I've kept a somewhat positive mindset, even though it doesn't really seem like it. I have always in my head thought, this is going to happen for me, you know? I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, that's a mindset you need to manifest. But it's like, well, obviously not, you know, because it's like I've had this mindset forever that I deserve the things that I want and that it will happen. Like, it's going to happen. I refuse to live in a reality where it's not going to happen. And somehow I'm still waiting. And I don't know if it's just not my time, but it's just like even just a little bit more recognition. I don't have to be famous. I just want to, you know, I've lost all my brand deals. Like, no brands are working with me. The brands that I dream of working with, like, will not work with me. They ignore me. I just feel so ignored all the time. And I think, like, it's a feeling of, like, sometimes I feel like I don't even exist. Like, I posted, and I deleted it, but, like, there's a clip. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Carnival of Souls. One of the quotes in that movie is in a Lana Del Rey song, but it's basically, like, I don't belong in the world, you know, that's what it is. Something separates me from other people. And a lot of the things that happen in that movie, like, obviously, like, she's like this ghost. And, but that's how I feel, even though I'm not dead, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like the way she does in that movie, like, she's walking around trying to talk to people and everyone's ignoring her because she isn't really there. And I just kind of feel like that's how I feel online. Like, I just feel like I'm just a ghost. I feel like I died several years ago or something. And that's why nothing is, you know, kind of elevating or getting anywhere. I can't even get, like, local brands to work with me. Like, you know how bad that is? Like, I live in Rhode Island, okay? Like, I've only gotten one local brand, basically, to work with me. That's not good. That's not good when you live in the smallest state and you still can't get brand deals because mainly the influencers in the state are very rich and that's why people like them. So they only get recognized by these brands. They get invited to influencer events and I'm just completely blocked out. You know, it's like I used to get bullied and tortured in this state for doing influencer stuff because it used to be like, you know, unheard of to do that stuff here. And now everyone's doing it and I'm the one left out, like, you know, and I try not to be upset about it, but how could I not when something that I was isolated for and made fun of for everyone else is doing now and they're getting all the credit, they're getting all of the, you know, recognition and I'm left in the fucking dust, you know, I think that's just what's really bothering me, like, I would be happy for other people if I just got like an inkling of what they got. You know, I see all my friends, they get Love Track Fancy PR. They get, you know, all these like insane brands sending them PR. I get literally nothing now. I used to get like maybe two brands sending me stuff last year. Maybe two to three. I'm getting nothing. I don't get paid, which is like whatever. I'll take the free stuff, but I never get paid. I know people who get paid thousands a week, okay? They get invited to these events. They get flown out to these events. They get noticed by, like, you know, celebrities half the time, you know? And it's just kind of like, I don't know what's wrong with me, you know? And it just makes me kind of, like, sit there and think, like, what is it about me that's so horrible that everyone else is able to succeed in this one thing I have been working for since I was basically a child. I mean, seriously, like I started videos as a kid and I was preparing for YouTube all those years, you know, when I was making videos in when I was like 7, 8, 9 years old. And then as a tween in middle school, I was preparing to post all these videos, which I didn't end up posting the ones from before I was like 13 years old. I wasn't allowed to yet. I was literally overtime after school. The first thing I would do is we have to make videos. Like I would force my brother and my cousin to like make skits with me and do like room tours and, you know, random fucking shit. Like I was just like, no, we have to do this. Like we have to become famous. It was just like something that I've always done, you know? I don't know why. It's just something that I've always just immediately have known I wanted to do. I've always had big dreams. I mean, I wanted to be a singer, you know, until I realized I had no talent. I write songs all the time. I have hundreds of songs I've written, but I can't do anything with them. I'd love to write stories and movies. I have a screenwrite that I wrote that I wish I could turn into a movie, I don't have anyone to help me with that. Like, no one's going to bring me into fucking Hollywood, and, you know. But if I was this famous influencer, I could achieve these things. I've always wanted to have my own clothing line, you know. I draw designs and sketch designs all the time. And I have been since I was, like, 5. Like, that's been my main thing, is, like, fashion. There's just so many things I want to do in the world to use my creativity and my passions, and I can't. And I think that's the main thing that gets to me the most, and I feel like a lot of people can relate to this too, is just, like, feeling like, when can I do this? Like, when can I finally use my creativity and my ambition and my passion for the things that I actually love? I wish I didn't have to, you know, just have a normal job and stuff. Like, I just want to live this life, and I know it sounds insane, but it's something that I've just thought of my whole life. And that's why every time that song comes on, "Did you know there's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard? When's it gonna be my turn?" That's the main thing that I think about, is like, this is my passion. This is all I want to do. I just want to have a career where I can be creative and do all of these things that I, you know, I've always dreamt of doing. And I know they're insane dreams to have, you know, like, oh yeah, I want to be a fucking fashion designer and fashion, you know, icon person that makes movies and writes music for artists and also, like, you know, just does all these fucking crazy shit. Like, I want to do everything. And I have so many ideas that I can't use. And, you know, I try to, like, make videos here and there. Like, I even did a video showing, like, how I would have done the Victoria's Secret, like, Valentine's Day collection. And a lot of people did like it, but it didn't blow up. It didn't go viral. Victoria's Secret didn't care or see it. It's like, I have all these ideas and I can't do anything with them because I don't have the resources, I don't have the connections, I don't have anything. I'm broke. I'm just like some broke bitch from Rhode Island. Like, you know, I don't come from a family of money or nepotism or wealth or anything. I come from nothing. So I think that's why it's so hard for me, because I refuse to accept a life that I just don't think that I deserve. I feel like I deserve so much more, you know? And I've been through so much in my life that I just feel like I deserve this, you know? I mean, all these things I want to do, I got made fun of for wanting to do them, and now other people are doing them, and they're getting all of this, and I'm getting nothing, you know? It's just kind of, like, upsetting, and I feel like I can only really talk about this on the podcast because it's, you know, Bitching with Bella. But if, whenever I talk about this, like, anywhere else, people are like, oh, shut up. Like, you're just not good enough. You're just not this. Like, you're just bitter, blah, blah, blah. Like, too bad rich people are better than you. Like, blah, blah, like, whatever. And it's so irritating because they just don't get it. They just don't get it, you know? And I only ever see ultra rich people coming from wealthy families getting famous. And they don't have this creativity and, you know, this passion for it. They're just thrown into it. And there's certain influencers I see that have taken ideas from me. I'm not going to say names, but they get all the credit. They get all the credit for it. Like, one of them fully copying a post, like, right after I posted it. And their photo ended up all over Pinterest, and mine ended up getting, like, 200 likes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it sucks. It fucking sucks. And, like, people want to just call me bitter, but it's not bitterness. It's more like, I'm just, like, disappointed, you know? I'm just disappointed, I think. No, I've been doing this for so long, and I know that, you know, it's a very competitive industry, but I just feel like when you've been doing something for that long, longer than the people actually getting these things, you should have a chance, you know? I mean, I'm trying to put as much content as I possibly can. I'm literally, like, healing from a traumatic surgery, and all I can think about is, what content can I make? What can I do? Like, I'm not even thinking about myself in the way that, like, oh, I have to heal first. No, I'm like, no, I need to hurry the fuck up. Like, I need to, like, I'm taking, like, all these fucking vitamins, like, just so I can heal, because I need to make content. Like, that's how my brain is. I'm just like, I need to do this. I need to do this. I need to do this. I don't know. I just feel like my whole life, I've just felt, like, in a way, invisible. Like, even when I was, like, getting, you know, dealing with all that as a teenager and all the hell I went through and people harassing me constantly, I still felt invisible because I feel like people weren't listening to me and they weren't seeing me, you know? And all the things that I wish I could do and I would love to do. I don't know. That's just how I've been feeling more than ever, especially because I've been isolated at home. Like, I usually like to distract my brain. I usually like go thrifting. I do my homework at a coffee shop. And then I go to, literally the amount of driving I do, the only good thing about being isolated right now is I'm saving so much money for gas. Like, I have not had to buy gas in months, which is incredible. But it's also like, I need to drive around and like go to random places for hours to distract myself. So I've just been stuck at home with my own thoughts, thinking about all the things that, you know, are getting to me and upsetting me, and thinking, what can I do different? You know, like, I don't know. I really don't know. I wish I knew what to do. It's just a feeling that kind of eats me alive every single day of my life and feels like a parasite. And I don't know if anyone else can relate. I'm sure you can. I'm sure someone else can relate to this. And I know exactly how you feel if you are dealing with this. And if you feel, you know, angry that people you know are getting these things instead of you, like, I completely understand how you feel. And you shouldn't feel guilty for being upset, because even I am like, oh, I feel guilty for being upset. But like, then I realize, like, I have a reason to be upset, and you have a reason to be upset if you're dealing with it too, you know? I think that's just the thing that's been annoying me so much. And, you know, I think I've even been thinking about that more than like relationships. Like, I, you know, obviously would like to have a boyfriend one day in my life so I can stop thinking about my ex-boyfriend. That would be so great if that could just happen. But also, I've been thinking more about the things I want in life, like, you know, in that way, instead of relationships more, because I mean, yeah, like, you can date somebody, but I want to achieve my passions more than anything. That's like my main thing in life. Like, that's all I want, is to achieve these things that I've been working for since I was a child, you know? That's all I've wanted. And I don't even have to be the most famous. Like, even Devin Lee Carlson, like, I think she's so cool. You know, she owns Wildflower Cases with her sister, and like, she's, you know, not a huge mega influencer that every single person in the world knows, but like, she's cool. People like her. She has, you know, a following, and she does fashion collabs with people, and she has her own business. Like, I would love that. I mean, I've even thought about starting my own business with my friends. Like, we have a whole business idea, but we just haven't really gotten to it yet because it's just kind of like a lot, you know? And I'm also in school full time, so I don't really have the time to actually start a business right now. So I don't know. I just want to talk about this. Like, I feel like my podcast is to talk to you guys kind of like, you know, like on a personal level, like kind of like just talking about things. And, you know, that's why I wanted to kind of talk about this, because I feel like it's something that just like, it's just in my gut. And I can't take it. And it's just like eating me alive every day of my life. I don't know. Why is my cat meowing? Like, I wonder if there's a cat outside. I'm sorry. I'm getting off topic. I think my cat is talking to another cat in the window. I'm gonna have to go look at that. But yeah, so I think that's it. I don't know. I'm always scared to post episodes talking about stuff that bothers me, even though this, like I said, is quite literally bitching with Bella. Like, girl, you're not even bitching like half the time. That's what I want to bitch about, is, you know, when is it going to be my turn? When am I going to get any like inkling of recognition? I don't know if I've been blacklisted. Like, I don't know. Because brands have literally ghosted me, like, completely. I don't know what I did wrong. I don't know if it's because I talk about the issues going on in the world. God forbid. Oh no, I'm talking about the horrible things that's happening in the world. It's just so annoying how, like, brands, like, just don't want you if you talk about that kind of stuff. And, you know, care about human rights. Like, you know, oh, you care about human rights? Okay, well, we're not gonna work with you anymore. Like, Oh my god, it's so annoying. But yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what it is. I mean, sometimes I even feel blacklisted, like, in different ways too. Like, even, like, honestly, like, I was talking about in the last podcast, like, the Madison Beer thing, like, how I signed up for that form, and I literally got nothing. Like, all these other people signed up, they got, like, all these things and invites, and I got nothing. It's kind of weird. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if it's my name. I don't know if I have to, like, change my name and then, like, get plastic surgery and change my face and have a brand new identity so I can finally, like, you know, get recognition or something. I don't know. I'm gonna just turn into somebody else. I don't know. It's so weird. I really have no explanation for it. I wish I did. But that's just how I've been feeling. I don't know. I think it's just something that bothers me and has always bothered me. And I just have such big dreams, and I know they're, like, really unrealistic, but for some reason in my head, it doesn't process that it's unrealistic. It's like, no, it's going to happen. No, it's going to happen. Like, that manifestation kind of mindset I have, yet it hasn't benefited me at all. You know what I mean? I just look like a delusional asshole, you know? I don't know. I just, it's so hard to stay positive when I just, like, nothing I want is going the way, you know, I planned. And the amount of manifesting I do, you guys, it's crazy. Like, I have written an entire book of how I want my year to go, like, month by month, in detail, times, dates, places, everything. And I did that for last year, and not a single damn thing on that list happened. Nothing. Like, guys, I'm doing it. I'm doing the manifesting. Like, I'm trying. Like, I don't fucking know. But I don't know. I just hope that one day maybe it changes. Maybe it'll get better one day. And maybe one day I'll look back and think, like, I'm so glad that I'm finally thriving and doing the things I want, and I can finally be happy now. I can only hope that's what my future holds for me, but I guess nobody really knows. But yeah, so thank you guys for listening. I appreciate the people who actually enjoy listening to me bitch about random things, because I barely even like to hear myself, so I appreciate it. Thank you guys for listening, and goodbye.